All right, Rabotai, good evening. Continuing tonight in Hilchos Shabbos. So I wanted to deal with the following case. So, given the feedback from last week, I think except for me and Nehemiah, the consensus seems to be a lot of the people who contributed their opinions are not here this week. So we'll have to figure out exactly how much those opinions count to get on show for sure. But, you know, so I'm going to stick to the case based format, at least for this week, and in Meretz Hashem, we'll see where we go from there. So the following situation, imagine the following thing. This case was actually given to me by someone else who listened to the shiur online, and he said, I have a great example of a case for you, and Mamish, I found it intriguing enough to utilize it. So imagine the following situation. I'm sitting at the Shabbos table with a group of people, and the person sitting next to me very nonchalantly hands me the bottle of soda, and he says, can you do me a favor and open the bottle of soda for me? So, of course, my first reaction is, why can't you open the bottle of soda yourself? To which he says, I don't open bottles on Shabbos. I don't open bottles on Shabbos, but you look like the kind of guy who opens bottles on Shabbos. So if you don't mind, if you could open the bottle for me, that would be wonderful. So the Shaila is, so what exactly is involved in this situation of opening bottles on Shabbos? So the truth is, this discussion has many different tentacles. There's a Shaila of what to do in terms of opening bottles on Shabbos. There's a Shaila in terms of what do I do regarding opening cans on Shabbos. And then there's a Shaila in general about opening packages on Shabbos. I mean, even like packages of food, sweeteners. So we're going to try to keep a little bit of a constricted focus tonight and really focus on the topic of bottles and cans. Maybe we'll do packaging, you know, in a different show, though it'll kind of lead into this a little bit as well. So let's analyze. If I were to ask you, so what are the potential problems involved? Let's just stick to a simple example of opening a bottle for now. So I have a bottle of soda. What are the potential issues involved? What would you say? Potential issues. So making a kli, making a utensil. That's like number one, right? What's the kli that I'm making? The cap, right? Pashtos, what I'm doing is the cap is sealed onto the bottle right now. By going ahead and detaching the cap, I am making the cap into a utensil. In this case, it's a utensil that's used to plug something. A utensil, nevertheless, meaning when we see utensils, it's not the pshat that I'm making the cap like into a mini cup and I'm able to drink from it. That, of course, would be unusable. But I'm making the cap into a utensil that is able to go in and seal up the bottle. Good. What else? What else? Think about this. What else could be potentially involved? Tearing. So remember, tearing is two parts over here. So Nehemiah is bringing up a tearing of words. So that would not only be tearing, that could also potentially be what? Be mochik. That could also be erasing. One is not to allow to erase letters or forms or images on Shabbos. But the truth is, even in the absence of letters, the concept of tearing is part of the malacha of korea. Korea is one of the lamed malachos, tearing. Good. What else? What else comes to mind? There could also be the issue of makke bepatish. Makke bepatish means delivering the final hammer blow. When you finish something that's called makke bepatish, it could very well be that the act of removing the cap is in and of itself the final hammer blow, the final completion to the cap itself. There's also another malacha of creating an opening. Now, what malacha that exactly is associated with, we'll discuss a little bit, but the act of creating an opening. Mochek, we discussed. Soser. Soser means demolishing something, literally demolition. I'm taking a bottle that's whole, right, in other words, the cap is attached, it's whole, and I am dismantling it. Dismantling it could also be potential type of malacha. So we'll say, so bottom line, there's no less than six potential issues, which is why the guy sitting next to me at the Shabbos table figures, you know what, I'll be the Shabbos guy. Right, I'll be the Shabbos guy. I'll go ahead and ask. So just to review the case quickly, I'm sitting at the Shabbos table. The guy sitting next to me leans over to me. He says, listen, would you do me a favor and open the soda bottle for me? I say to him, Ploni, you look like an able-bodied Jew. You just had your third helping of Chalon. Right? You should be able to open the bottle. To which he responds to me, I don't open bottles on Shabbos. But perhaps you can do it for me. So let's analyze it. We'll say, what are the issues involved? And indeed, what is the halacha? We'll say, I will tell you. Yeah?
Well, I mean, is there an issue? I mean, almost like a mir la'akum, where you're not allowed to ask somebody else to do it.
Oh, so obviously, the fact that he's asking me to do it indicates that what? that it's subject to machlokes. So what he essentially, what my well-mannered neighbor is telling me is, I don't do this on Shabbos, but for you it's okay. Right? In other words, that there are other opinions. We see this, by the way, in halacha, and there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes a person holds of a particular way, a particular mahalach, a particular derech, a particular shita. Someone else doesn't hold that way. Sometimes I could avail myself of someone else's more lenient position. So in this situation over here, my neighbor, my Suda neighbor, is telling me, I don't open bottles on Shabbos, but it's machlokes. Maybe you do. And if you do, maybe you could help me out. So I'll say, so let's analyze this. What exactly, number one, what are the issues involved in opening bottles on Shabbos? And halacha lemaisa, what is our approach? So we'll say, so amazingly enough, this whole discussion begins in a Tosefta. If you take a look in the morning, the Tosefta, Meseches Be'er, writes as follows. Korea adonas ha'ar shal piachavis. We'll say, so here's what this discussion over here is. I have a barrel of wine. Now, the way they used to seal their barrels is you have a barrel, you have a lid, right? Something needs to seal the lid on the barrel. So they would use some type of hide or leather, some part of an animal to essentially create a seal around the rim onto the barrel. So the Tosefta says that you are allowed to go ahead and break the seal on Shabbos on the barrel of wine. Morias is literally like fish brine. Ubilvad shelo yiskaven laasos zinuk. As long as what? As long as your intention is not to create a spout. So remember, as you said before, the creating a spout in and of itself is a malacha, right? You're creating something, not necessarily bona, because we paskin ein binyan bekelim. The concept of bona doesn't apply to utensils, but nevertheless, the act of creating a spouse is a spouse. Act of creating a spout is prohibited on Shabbos. So therefore, the Tosefta says you could break the seal off the barrel on Shabbos as long as you don't make a spout. So I'll say, so the shaila that everyone asks on this Tosefta is why? Meaning, at first glance, for all the reasons that we mentioned before, the act of breaking the seal should be prohibited on Shabbos, right? We discussed no less than six possibilities, six potential malachas that are involved over here. Korea, make bepatish, making an opening, mochek, mechatech, soser. So why is this allowed? So we'll say here, there's a fascinating machlokes between the Chazanish and we'll call it others. Because the Chazon Ish is kind of stands alone, and then the others is a whole conglomerate of opinions. So the Chazon Ish writes in number two, if I apologize for the smallness of the print. So the Chazon Ish says, so the Chazon Ish sat on and said, how are you allowed to break the seal around the barrel? The act of breaking the seal is in and of itself the malach of Korea. Well, say Korea means the malacha of tearing. You're not just allowed to tear on Shabbos. So isn't breaking the seal a form of tearing? To which the Chazon Ish responds, look at the second set of underlying lines. Ela karchach dechi asik lahutzi hayayin va'olse derech hashchasa lo chayil ale shem Korea. So the Chazon Ish says something amazing. Since you're effectively doing a destructive act, what are you doing? You're destroying the seal. The Chazon Ish says that a destructive act, halacha lemaisa, is going to be permitted on Shabbos. So therefore, I will say, the Chazon Ish's shita, as it comes to packaging, is as long as the packaging that contains the food item is being opened, quote unquote, in a destructive manner, then lemaisa, again, there's no problem with opening packages. So therefore, again, you are effectively destroying the seal. You're doing something destructive. The barrel was a sealed entity. You're doing something destructive by unsealing it. Therefore, it's made it so. Interestingly enough, so the example that the Chazon Ish gives, which is just an interesting example that he gives to illustrate this, is salami. He says if a person has like hard salami that's in a package, Chazon Ish says, you could remove the packaging from the hard salami. There's writing over, there's all kinds of stuff there. That's being done in a destructive fashion. Malacha, by definition, is constructive. Therefore, anything that is destructive is going to be okay. So as long as the packaging itself is actively being, quote-unquote, destroyed. Now, destroyed, of course, you understand means, doesn't mean it has to be non-existent. But destroyed means that the act itself is looked at as a destructive act instead of a constructive act. ultimately, again, it is going to be permitted. Now, we'll see the application to that in just a moment. But that's the Chazon Ish's understanding of the Tosefta. Others, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others, take a different understanding. And they actually base their understanding on a statement of the Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look at number three, the Shulchan Aruch writes, actually, if you just skip to the last line in number three, Shulchan Aruch writes, Shekol zeh kimo sheshover egozim oshkedim kedei litol ha'ochel shebahem. So Shlomo Zalman and others say as follows, that does anyone disagree that you could crack a walnut open on Shabbos? Right? Of course you could crack, right? You could go ahead, or can you remove the outer layer of a date in order to be able to eat it? So of course the halacha is, yes. Yes. Why isn't that called, again, some type of, what's wrong with that? Meaning, I should say differently, why is that permitted? Because that's the normal derech, right? The normal derech is certain food items have a wrapping, have a covering, and of course you can go ahead and remove that. So the second school of thought says as follows, that essentially what we call wrapping or covering is bottle, is secondary to the food item itself. So as long as my intention is for the food that is inside of the item, inside of the wrapping, I'm allowed to remove whatever wrapping I need to. That wrapping essentially becomes irrelevant, becomes bottle, becomes secondary to the food item itself, and therefore could be removed. Even if the removal of it comes with erasing or deconstructing or anything else, it's effectively irrelevant. Suppose I see here the two opinions over here. One more time, and then we'll see an incredible nafkamina. So the Chazon Ish says again, and remember, both of this is a commentary in the Tosefta. Here's what I know. The Tosefta tells me I could take a sealed barrel of wine and I can break the seal in order to get to the contents. The Chazon Ish says, because the act of breaking the seal is destructive. And Malacha is constructive. Therefore, as long as the act is destructive, you're absolutely permitted to go ahead and do it. The Shulchan Aruch, it's not really the Shulchan Aruch, really it's Rav Shlomo Zalman and others who say that no. The idea of the Shulchan Aruch is the barrel is just considered to be like the covering of the wine. In other words, the barrel is to the wine what the shell is to the nut. And just like everyone agrees that you could remove the shell to get to the nut, so too, again, you could remove the seal, you could remove the barrel, you could remove the seal to get to the wine. Essentially, the barrel is bottled to the wine, just as the shell is bottled to the nut. So Rabbi said, just off the bat, if I were to ask you, what's the major nafkamina between these two opinions, major practical difference, what would you say? What case would be an incredible nafkamina, incredible practical difference between these two opinions? Even before we go deeper, cans, right? A can would be an incredible nafkamina. According to the Chazon Ish, can you open cans on Shabbos? What would you say? No, why?
Not Korea.
I'm sorry?
It's not Korea.
First of all, it's not a Korea. Even if you want to say
that.
You're not destroying it. The idea over here is it's not a makalkal idea, meaning the can itself is still intact. Remember, the whole idea of the Chazon Ish is you're destroying the seal. And it can, so you're destroying essentially the effectiveness of the barrel to be able to contain something. With a can, so the truth is, there's no, you're opening it, but there's no actual destruction of the quote-unquote wrapper, of the packaging. According to the second opinion, right, which is really based on the statement of the Shulchan Aruch, although it's not the sheet of the Mechaber, as we're going to see, but this second school of thought would say that the opening of a can would be totally fine. Why? Why? Because first of all, it's normal manner, and the can is what?
Bottle.
It's bottled to the contents. Remember again, according to this second approach, anytime you have a wrapping, a covering, or a receptacle, it is going to be bottle. It is going to be secondary to the contents. Now, there's a caveat to this. The caveat, even to that second opinion, presupposes that what? That the packaging itself is not being kept. So, for example, according to the second approach, what can't you do with the can?
Put it
Reuse it. Now, the truth is, reusing the candle will be problematic for other issues as well, including tvilas kelim and things like that, which we'll maybe we'll get to one of these days, right? But halacha lemaisa, that second approach, that the wrapping, that the covering is bottled to the food, presupposes that the wrapping, the can, in this case, ultimately is going to be discarded. I must say
the
question.
According to the Chazanish, so then why would opening up a cork be any different? Meaning a bottle of wine, you're not destroying it, or any type of bottle, or even that Coke bottle up there. You're not ripping it apart. You're not destroying it. It's not. If it's not an issue of being bottled, like
right.
So
he'll say any destructive act, as long as the act itself is considered to be destructive, it's okay.
But is opening up a soda bottle like that Coke?
So it sounds like, according to the Chazon Ish, opening up the bottle cap would be okay. Because that act of opening up the bottle cap, by definition, is one that is destructive in nature.
As opposed to the can?
As opposed to the can, because think about it logically, meaning with the can, you have created a brand new receptacle, right? With the destruction, with the cap, you have actually dismantled the cap.
So it's more destructive?
Correct. Correct. Although I want to point out, the Chazon Ish is not talking, just that's an application. The Chazon Ish is not referring to that, right? That's why the Chazon Ish's actual example is a salami wrapper. I don't know why that's his example. I guess that's what somebody asked him. But Lamaisa, the Iker Nakuda, according to him, is your act destructive or not? If your act is destructive, then remember again, this is not unique to bottles and caps and barrels. In general, we say makalkil, right? Anything that is destructive by Hilchos Shabbos is not problematic. So that's his svara over here. The cork is a different kind of issue, because the truth is, the cork itself is no real connection. The cork bread is just like shtup in there. But lemaisa, again, that's not really like any of these cases. There's no
ripping apart.
Mechanism, right? There's no ripping apart. There's no mechanism that's holding them together.
Even according to the Chazon Ish, I know people puncture a hole in the bottom of the can.
Oh, so we'll see why that is. We'll see why that is. Now, again, if you're holding the Chazon Ish, then that makes perfect sense, right? Because remember, again, then once you puncture the bottom of the can, right, then Lamaise, again, that is a destructive act. So once you're puncturing the bottom of the can, even the Chazon Ish would say it's okay. The Chiddush will be according to the second approach, which is Rav Shlomo Zalman and others. They will say you don't even have to do that. You could open up a can kidnarko, because at the end of the day, see, the second approach is much more all-encompassing. The second approach essentially says that whenever halacha lemaisa, you have something that is just a shell. Essentially, what the second approach says is you could look at wrappers and bottles like the shell of the food. And just like no one's going to say you can't crack open a walnut on Shabbos, because again, that shell is secondary, is bottled to the food. Second approach will say wrappings, bottles will ultimately again be bottled to the contents. So halacha lemaisa though, what I do want to point out is, this topic, we could spend 3 weeks on it, easily 3 weeks on it, because the Rishonim and Achronim on this, I'm only giving you two schools of thought on the Tosefta. The truth is, there's an opinion of the Rash, there's an opinion of the Rambam. So I'm trying to kind of give you a little bit of a bird's eye view, and then give you Halach Lamaisa. So for the Halach Lamaisa component, I want to share with you Rav Avadji Yosef. Now, the reason you'll say to yourself, Rav Avadji Yosef, come on, Rabbi Silber, you are picking and choosing poskim now, right? When the Sfaradish of poskim suit your needs. You know, so you have to understand something. So first of all, Rav Avadji Yosef was an encyclopedia. He was an encyclopedia. And in fact, as you read through this tshuva, you're going to see he's quoting all of the Ashkenazic poskim as well. And his analysis of the sugya is not based on Sfaradic halachic decisors, but ultimately, again, is you're going to see is a compendium variety of things. So let's take a look at this tshuva. I'm telling you where this is. This is in Yechaved Das, Chelik Beis. That's supposed to be a Samech instead of a Shin, sorry. Simen Mem Beis. So we'll say, so the tshuva is longer than what I've given you. I've only given you a couple of highlights, but it's going to be enough to give you a general taste, a general feel. I also want to point out something else. Just as an aside, you know, different... I happen to very much enjoy learning Shalos and Shuvos, like responsa, because it's very interesting just to see how a gadol, you know, or how a posek gets a question and dissects and analyzes that question. So there are different styles in general with Shalos and Shuvos. Like, if you try learning Igros Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein's Shuvos, sometimes it's hard to follow a little bit, right? Rav Moshe, again, wrote in a very high level. Rav Adi Yosef, his style is such that when you learn through his tshuvas, it's beautiful. Like, you follow him every step of the journey. So let's take a look. So Sheila. So now I'm in the source number 4 on the first page. Bakbuk meets Anovim. O tempo. Right? And he's right. So what happens? I have a bottle of grape juice or tempo. Right? You're not going to find tempo here in the United States, as far as I know. Right? So that's good Eretz Yisrael soda. So what happens? Or right flavored drink. So I have a bottle of grape juice or a bottle of tempo. Shesagur al yidei michsepach. Shemohudak b'tzavra bakbuk. There is a bottle cap that is on top of that bottle. Upeis pesichuso. And when you open up the bottle cap, what happens? Nifredes tabas michelko atachton shalamichsa. So what happens when you open up the bottle cap? What occurs? So a ring. So I want to point something out of here also, which is some make this distinction between plastic bottle caps and metal bottle caps. As we're going to say, Rav Adi Yosef does not make that distinction. So for the purposes of our shiur time, we're not going to make that distinction either. But what he's referring to over here is a very simple idea. What happens when you turn? I should have brought in some visual aids, right? What happens when you turn, when you twist the bottle cap? There's a ring that's left on the bottom, right? So the bottle cap comes off, the ring remains. That's what he's describing over here, right? Nifredes tabas michelko atachton shalamachsa. Ha'im muter leposcha b'Shabbos. Here's the shiloh. Is it permitted to open up the bottle on Shabbos? Ve'in iser b'may safrad asatabash al mixa mishum akalkel. Oh, so on one hand, so look what he's saying. First of all, he's using the same lotion as the Chazon Ish. Do we say that inherently is a destructive act? Right, the act of ripping off the bottom ring from the rest of the bottle cap is makalkel. Right, ultimately again, it's destructive. Therefore, there's no malacha. Oh, shema yesh bazem mishum iser metakin kli b'Shabbos. Or maybe no. Maybe the act of removing the bottle cap, right? Turning the bottle cap, breaking off the bottom ring, leaving that bottom ring there, you have effectively made the bottle cap itself into a kli. Mitzad chelko al yon shiyah efshar lishtamish bo kipekak lebakbuk. After all, again, now what could I do? I can now go ahead and take the bottle cap and use it as a covering for the bottle. So this is our shaila, Rabbosai. See, Rav Adi Yosef. So remember again, he's going to quote the Tosefta. So we have the Tosefta, Chazon Ish's interpretation of the Tosefta, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's interpretation of the Tosefta, and now Rav Adi Yosef is saying Tachlis. Remember, he's talking specifically about bottles. Can I open a bottle on Shabbos? So look what he writes. Ulufiza. So remember again, I'm only giving you parts of this. Ulufiza. Das l'navonekel shemutar liftoach es habakbuk b'Shabbos. Right, so Rav Adi, I think the halacha is that it is permitted to open up the bottle on Shabbos. So afapi shumenatek umafrid bipsichos v'asatabas shebeshulei amichsa. Even though what? Even though at the end of the day, when you do so, you're leaving the ring around the neck of the bottle. V'shuv lo titzlach l'mu'uma v'nechsha kimakalkel mikomakom. Kevan she'eno miskavin baze elalitol ha'ma'achal o ha'mashke mutter. So Rav Adi Yosef adds in something interesting over here. He says it is mutter to take off the bottle cap. Why is it mutter? Why is it, what does that mean? He says v'nechshav mikom akum kevan she'eno miskavin baze elalitol ha'ma'achal o ha'mashke mutter. What does that phrase mean? What's my kavana? What's my intent? To get out the contents. That's my intent. My intent is not to make a kli. My intent is not to ruin anything. I have one simple life objective over here, which is drink soda. I'm a very simple guy. One simple objective. I want to drink soda. That's it. Kedin ha-shover chavis litol min ha-grogros. U-ba-emes. So that's issue number one that Rav Adi Yosef brings down. Is let's understand what's happening over here. I'm twisting the bottle cap off. As I say, hinni mukhna muzumin, to twist off the bottle cap. What's my kavana?
To get out the soda.
I have no other kavanas about making kalim, destroying kalim. That's not it. I have one simple kavana, which is to get the food that is in the receptacle, the drink that's in the receptacle. Uba'emes, shebepsichas hamachse v'asrosa me'vakbuk. So in reality, says Rav Adi Yosef, when you take off the bottle cap, even though now one thing is clear, which is when you twist off that bottle cap, what have you effectively done? You have created a new utensil. You've now created a bottle cap. Remember beforehand, right? Before, when the bottle cap is still on the kli, it's not really a bottle cap. It's more just a sealed part of the bottle. When you twist it off, you've now created something new with a fundamentally different usage. When the bottle cap was sitting on the bottle, it was just simply the top of the bottle. Now that it's removed, it has the ability to be a movable and removable bottle cap. Nevertheless, eino nechshav ke'osek kli. Rav Avraham Yosef says, I don't think it's like making of a kli. Why? Hoil ukvar nikra alav shein kli od lifnei hiduk betzavar habakbuk. This is an incredible phrase. Why is it not considered to be making a kli? Rav Avraham Yosef, why not? Rav Avraham Yosef posits, why? Because it was already what? It was already what? Considered to be a kli even before, right? Even when it was originally attached to the top of the bottle. So Rav Avraham Yosef is saying like this. The fact that the bottle cap could functionally be used differently now doesn't endow it with bottle cap identity. When did it have bottle cap identity? When? When it was still in the bottle. From the moment in the factory that it was put on that bottle, it's already called the bottle cap. It can't be moved. It doesn't make a difference. The shame kli, the identity as a bottle cap, as a utensil, is already there from the beginning. So Rabbi Yosef says, you're working off a false premise. Your false premise is that the act of twisting the bottle cap off of the bottle makes the cap into a utensil. Rabbi Yosef says, that's not true. It already has the shame kli, the identity of a kli, the gestalt of a kli, already, again, from the time that it's originally on the bottle. The gamla achar shenitzmad v'istadik saviv habakbuk. Already when it's on the assembly line, whatever they call it, you know, when the cap is affixed, already then it has the identity as a bottle cap. Lo yarad me'alof toras kli shumamshich l'shamish kimechasa l'bakbuk shenitzmad elav u'kishaposcho eino nechshav kimetakin kli. So Rav Yosef drops two bombshells over here, two bombs. Number one, what's the first part of his argument? What's the first part? What's my kavana? Right, my kavana is the food. Right, at the end of the day, my kavana ultimately again is to get the soda. Right, I have no kavana for anything else. Therefore, anything that happens to the bottle cap is mekalkel, is destructive in nature. That's number one. Number two, says Rav Yosef, the act of pulling or the act of twisting the cap off of the bottle is not tantamount to the creation of a utensil. The bottle cap has a chalos shem kli, the identity of a utensil, already from the beginning. From the time that it is initially put on the bottle in the manufacturing plant, it already has the identity. You are not creating any new identity when you twist the cap off. You're going to say something.
First, I understand
it's Davish and Miskavin,
but...
Not Davish and Miskavin. Mekalkel. Mekalkel. Right? He uses Davish. He's saying you don't have kavana to make a kli, but he's not using it in the halachic term. The halachic categorization is mekalkel. It's destructive. And by the way, once you throw that out, everybody agrees that Makalkel is going to be okay. Remember, that was the Chazon Ish's idea. That's the idea of the Tosafta. So number one, it's Makalkel. But let's say you don't like Makalkel. Let's say you don't like Makalkel. It's okay, because the only potential issue involved over here is the creation of a kli out of the bottle cap. And guess what? The bottle cap is already a kli from the time that it was placed on the bottle manufacturing plant. Turn over the page. It's labeled here, paragraph 5. V'yesh od... Hello, Kamilin. Shafil das atolstas v'arash marash shulchan aruch. Sha'osrin lishpar kli shalim. Afa pishlo tzarachachila. Mikomakom yishlomar shekan benidon shalanu. Kula modim lahatir. They're both saying, so the truth is, we're not going to get into this now, but there are other opinions that say that in general, deconstruction of a utensil is prohibited. Even those who will say that deconstruction of a utensil is prohibited will say it's permitted over here. Why? Mishum shamichse shahutzma lebakbuk lechatila. Na'aseh al das kein lahafrid chalko atachton b'shas pesichuso. But this really ties into the beginning part. Why is it that Rav Yosef says that halacha l'maisa, the act of twisting off the bottle cap, is not the creation of a kli? Why? Because that's how it's made from the beginning. In other words, the whole machshava with the bottle cap, Rav Yosef says what? Rav Yosef says no one has come out with the patent on the unopenable bottle cap, right? Not going to sell too many versions of that, right? Let's say that's not the yisod. The whole yisod is that you twist it off and it comes off. So therefore, Rav Agio says, the whole idea over here is, it's made that way. The goal is to have the bottom ring separate from the top. V'chibor nase ba'ofen zmani. Therefore, again, it's only a temporary attachment. Psichoso nifredes hatavasimenu ve'ein ze kisoser davar shel kayama. So I'll say this is argument number three. Argument number three is there's no issue of detaching anything over here. Why? Because ultimately from the time this bottle cap was created, therefore I'll say it was made what? It was made what? To detach. The upper cap is made to detach from the lower ring. That's how it was fashioned. That's the nature of the kli. You're not deconstructing anything. You're not destroying anything. You're not cutting anything. This is how it's all made to be used. So both say, so number one, ultimately, again, it's mekalkel. Number two, you're not making a kli because at the end of the day, it was already a kli from the beginning. And I guess this is kind of like the follow-up to that. And the act of detaching the bottle cap from the ring is not considered to be the creation of a kli. Why? Or deconstructing of a kli, because that's how it was made from the beginning for that purpose. Paragraph B.
Is he presupposing with points two and three that it's food, or could it be like non-food and a bottle that's made that you're opening? So it's like opening a bottle for food purposes, but
well, you'd have to. I mean, you're gonna see that. You want to see just stam? I want to open bottles.
Yeah, open up. Right.
Yeah, so I think the logic over here is for anything that there's a need for. I think there has to be a need, meaning I don't know that Rav Agio would say that if there's no need, you should just open up bottles.
Okay.
You know, meaning again, like let's say, you know, let's say I think there still has to be, well, you'll see why I'm saying that as we get to the end. Even though Rav Agio seems to be very confident in his position, you're going to see how he kind of, not backpedals, I'm sorry? Equivocate. Not even equivocate. He's still in this position, but you'll see how he tries to be mindful of other opinions. Hold on for 1 second. Take a look at paragraph base. Biko makom. Benidon didon. Shechibra tabas shebeshuli amichse nasa mirosh ba'ofing shekazeh. Shim pesichuso nifredes v'nitekes hadasenu. Afshar shelechol adirs yesh lahatir. He becomes a bit bolder in paragraph base. And he says, I think even opinions who normally create certain difficulties with opening other packages should be fine with the bottle cap that detaches from the rings. Because that, like for all the reasons we said, number one, it's mekalkel. Even if you don't like mekalkel, at the end of the day, it's already a kli from the beginning. You're not making a kli. And number three, ultimately, again, the way this is used is for the ring to come off of the bottle cap. Paragraph Gimel. Va'amnam ra'isi, b'sefer shmir shabbos kilchasa. Shepasak b'shem yedidenu hagon Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach lesser liftoach habakbuk alidei asaras machsapach shenase ba'oven shem psichos nifrad chiluk me'amechse kach shetishar me'in tabas atzavra bakbuk ume'ato efshar lishtamish b'chelko ayun shal amechse kimechase avroga ragil bahari zeka osek li'ayin shab. So we'll say so again. Here Rav Agio said closer Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that on Shabbos you are not permitted to unscrew a bottle cap that leaves a ring on the bottle. The Shemir Shabbos Paskins. Shlomo Zalman says you're not allowed to do it. So Rav Agio quotes. Look what he writes. Ulam dedati. He says, I love Rav Shlomo Zalman, but nira shiyesh lahatir me'atam aniskalel. Rav Agio says, I disagree with Shlomo Zalman. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman is incorrect. And I believe that ultimately, again, for all of the reasons that we said above, halacha lemaisa, you should be permitted to open up the bottle cap on Shabbos. Sha'af lifnei hidu kamach sebe mechuna, paragraph beis, b'tzavra bakbuk, hayalav toras kli. Because remember, Rav Shlomo Zalman's whole point, we'll say, is that what? His whole point is that when you unscrew the bottle cap and you break the bottle cap off, the bottom ring remains. What have you effectively done? You've created a new utensil. That's Shitas of Shlomo Zalman. You've created a new utensil. Rav Agio says, I categorically disagree with that because that presupposes that when the bottle cap was on the bottle, it wasn't a kli, and now you're making it a kli. Rav Agio says, I believe that the bottle cap, ready from the time that it was put on the bottle, already has a chalos shem, already has the identity of a utensil. The gam biyoso mishamish machsel bakbuk ba'odo malei. And even when the cap is on the bottle and the bottle is totally full and the cap has not been broken off, yesh alav toras kli. It's already a utensil from the moment that it's placed on the bottle, even before it's broken off. Therefore, if that's the case, vim kan tikun kli klau. So this is amazing. So really what's coming out over here is a fundamental yisodistic machlokes in Rav Avadya and Rav Shlomo Zalman about the nature of unscrewing, all right? Is that the proper term? Unscrewing a bottle cap? Undoing a bottle cap? Okay. Opening a bottle cap, right? Right? Rav Shlomo Zalman, thank you. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that when you do that, you are creating a kli. Rav Avadya says, no, you're not. It was a kli already from the beginning. The fact that it was attached to the bottle doesn't change the fact that it was already a utensil from the beginning. See, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the fact that it's attached tells me that it's a part of the bottle. See, what it comes down to is like this. How do you view the intact bottle cap? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I view that as a chelik of the bottle. That's a chelik of the bottle. When you unscrew it, right, when you open it, you're making the bottle cap into a kli. Rav Avadya says, no. It's the fact that it's attached doesn't change the fact that it is a separate, independent entity. It's a bottle cap. If you point it out, ask somebody, what is that? No one's going to answer what?
It's a cup.
Right? No one's going to answer why it's a bottle. If you point at the bottle cap, everyone goes, that's a bottle cap. From the beginning, it has a different shame kli. And therefore, Avadja says, you should be able to twist it off, no problem. Furthermore, vod, now this comes to your point, vod, shebasar samachseh, eno miskavin klal letakin kli. So now he adds in about kavana. And he says, even if you want to say it, Rav Shlomo Zalman, even if you're right, when a person opens the bottle of bosai, what's their intention? I want to drink soda. What's not my intention?
Making a kli.
So therefore, again, he posits that even halacha, even if you're right in the metzias, that the bottle cap is not a kli until it's removed, that's no one's kavana. That's not anyone's kavana to make a kli. And I will say, once you say it's not someone's kavana, you could fall back on some of the earlier positions as well. It's not kavana, and it's mekalkel, or it's not kavana, and packaging in general is just bottle, right, to the contents. But the point is, so Rav Avadya says, Rav Shlomo Zalman, I disagree with 2 points. Number one, it's already a kli. You're not making a kli. And number two, even if you're right and you're making a kli, that's not the kavana. So we'll say, but look what Rav Avadya says. Here's the end of the tshuva. Paragraph A. Umikol makom. So we'll say, so Rav Avadya says, it comes out pretty unequivocally clear. That's what? That halacha lemaisa, what can you do with bottles on Shabbos? Open them. And we'll say, I want to point out again, he makes no distinction here between plastic bottle caps or metallic bottle caps. Some folks can make that distinction. He doesn't make any such distinction like that. A, it's a kli from the beginning. You're not creating a kli. There's a kilkul issue. It's sorech achila. And even if you want to say it is a kli, that's not your kavana. But look how he ends. Hey, umikom akom. Look what he writes. Even though my position is clear, the bottle cap is not a kli, and therefore it can't, excuse me, the bottle cap is a kli already from the beginning, and therefore it can be opened on Shabbos. Amnam, tov lehizoher memidas chasidos, liftoach habakbuk me'erev Shabbos. Rav Avadya Yosef says, you know, it's when possible, open up your bottles Erev Shabbos. When possible, open up Erev Shabbos. Ki mihios tov, al tikri ra. Because essentially Rav Avadya says, look, it's a machlokes. I ain't very clear on my position, said Rav Avadya Yosef, very clear on my position. But yeah, Rav Shlomo Zalman and many, many, many others on the other side of this. So have a great idea. Great idea. Be ready for Shabbos a little bit earlier, right? And just open up the bottles you're going to need. However, ulam. But if indeed you have a situation where you didn't have time to open up your bottle on Erev Shabbos, mutter leposcho b'Shabbos, you are permitted to go ahead and open it up on Shabbos. Shabbos says, so this is Rav Aji Yosef, and I think that, I would tell you that I think that this approach is an incredibly balanced approach towards this sugya. So Rav says, coming back, when the guy leans over to me and asks me to open up his diet, could you mind opening up the soda bottle on Shabbos? So what's my response? Funny you should ask, because Rav Aji Yosef says in Yechava Das, Simen Beis, right, Chelik Beis, Simen Memalif, that you know what? You could do it also. That's so. We'll say so. Halacha lemaisa. It seems to be that again, when possible, to open up the bottles before Shabbos, or for that matter, again, even on Shabbos, to puncture. That seems to be the best way to go about things, because halacha lemaisa, that way you avoid controversy. But again, if you didn't do that, or you can't do that for whatever reason, Rav Aji Yosef seems to clearly indicate to us, and definitely one is permitted to hold this way, that halacha lemaisa, the bottle cap is already considered to be a kli from the beginning. The act of opening the bottle is not an act of creating a kli, and therefore halacha lemaisa is permitted on Shabbos. Shkoyach. So Rav Aji Yosef, I didn't see his comment by cans. By cans, interestingly enough, there are many, even, like, for example, Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says that you can't open bottles, holds that you can open cans, which is interesting. And his logic behind that is because the definition of a can, by definition, is an item that is just used to pour out the contents and no one reuses it. So because of that, everyone's going to agree that's not a creation of a kli. The issue he has with the bottle cap is that the nature of the bottle cap is what? It's used and reused and reused and reused. But a can, which is a one-time use, or again, it would seem to be according to the Chazon Ish, you would not be able to use cans, which Nechemya was mentioning maybe.
Would that apply to a tuna can as well, where it's more?
Correct. That is correct. Usually tuna cans and soda cans are often lumped together in halacha. So Shlomo Zalman, for example, permits the opening of a tuna can, the opening of a soda can, because these type of cans in general are just one-time uses, and it's not considered to be the creation of a kli, where ultimately, again, the only purpose of that kli is for the contents inside and is never reused. The hot button issue seems to be with bottle caps.
Yeah. In terms of the korea issue, so like opening, let's say, like Mishpacha magazine,
So it would appear to you that anything that has a Tzorech Shabbos for it, you would be permitted to open up as long as you're mindful about the lettering. There you'd have to be, or in what sense?
I'm saying because you're ripping up because it's only there for the
correct time. Correct, because there mamish that becomes like the shell around the nut. Right. There is totally bottle to the contents. Again, you have
a tissue box.
Now, again, you have to be careful with certain things that involve like a cutting type. Like tissue boxes goes into the issue of machatech, because often there is like a, what's the word?
Perforated.
It's perforated, right? Perforated thing, and it's according to measure. That you would avoid on Shabbos. So for tissues, what I would sooner tell you to do is you can open up the side of the tissue box.
Right,
you can open the side of the tissue box.
Covenant of breeze, if somebody forgot to cut.
Toilet paper. Right, open up from the side.
No, I'm saying,
I
forgot.
Oh, and all you have is a roll of toilet paper.
Right,
so there, halacha lemaisa, what you do is, you don't cut on the perforations, correct. You cut away from the perforations. That is correct. We'll see, maybe we'll spend another week on this. Next week, we'll see. The guy in the stall next to me didn't cut toilet paper. Right? And he asked me to hand him a couple of sheets. So we'll love it. Maybe that'll be next week's case.
Can you cut it for me?
Is there an allowance for Kavod Abrius, like with this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm saying,
is it specifically a Kavod Abrius issue, or is it